Yeah, it's a great team performance really, and obviously this morning the lads played fantastically well, and obviously me and Alex played fantastically well together, and to get 3 wickets tonight and be in the driving seat tomorrow is a great effort.
I mean, it's fair to say you're only probably level or slightly ahead in the game this morning when it started, would you say?
Yeah, obviously we knew the new balls around the corner, and that was going to be key, and the way the lads bowled with the new balls absolutely exceptional. So hopefully we can do that again tomorrow morning, and hopefully we can have a win.
So the day's tilted towards Yorkshire, and Middlesex is struggling a bit at Trent Bridge, and this has been a dominant day, hasn't it?
I've not seen the score, so I don't know what's going down
three,
there. But
it's very similar, about 3 down.
Right. Well, hopefully they can lose a few more wickets tomorrow. But yeah, the new ball was so key. Obviously, 10 overs away. There was a bit of cloud cover as well this morning, so that helped. Brooksy was absolutely fantastic, and Ryan, I think he only got a couple of wickets, but he was probably the pick of the bowlers really. Obviously, Brooksy getting fat. Did he get him drinking at 5? Did he get 4? Yeah, Ryan was superb, and obviously Brooksy as well backed him up, which is fantastic. But again, the weather ball tonight, Brooksy was fantastic. He was always on it. So hopefully we can set the game up now, and hopefully we can do it tomorrow and get them valuable points.
A good day for yourself with a century and 1,000 championships.
Yeah, great day for myself. Yeah, I felt really good. Good today, and it was nice to go on and to get a big score and help the team out to obviously declare and then go and get some of the wickets tonight.
Is it a sort of target for you at the beginning of the season, 1,000 goals? Something that you?
I've never really set goals really, and hopefully just try and get as many as I can really, whether that's 1,000, 1,500, whatever the number is, try and get as many as I can really.
Your sort of partnership with Alex Lees again is backfiring in all cylinders this year.
Yeah, I mean we've done well together for a number of years now, and I think that's our highest partnership this season. And hopefully we can obviously 2 more games to go. Hopefully we can do it again a couple of times. It'd be very nice.
And both of you got 1,000 runs, and sort of leading the run scoring chart. So.
Yeah, obviously I knew I needed to get 100. This year needs to get 1,000, and it was nice to do that. We've obviously 2 games to go now. I can. Without thinking of getting 1,000 or whatever, just go and get as many as I can now, and hopefully there's another 100 or 200 to come.
Were you conscious as a pair when you went in the second time to sort of build on that momentum? Because you got the momentum in the morning, you know, you had about 3 overs before lunch, but you seem to get a real positive.
Yeah, that's always a tricky period batting, obviously before a break, and only 3 overs, you get hide to nothing really. But yeah, obviously we knew if we got a decent. That's a decent start. The field had obviously spread, and it did that, and then the spin would come on. So yeah, we knocked spin, and it went from there. Really, it was obviously, I got drop caught on both, but it was pretty chanceless really after that. I thought we both played pretty well, to be fair.
Pretty strong. I mean, it seemed like it was almost like an intent thing to be like that.
We knew we had so much time left to bat today. I mean, we'd have to score at a hellish rate. Obviously, we did that. We obviously scored it over 4 and over, but we knew that it was enough time for us to, if we needed to, step up the rate later on and then declare. So it wasn't really a conscious effort to go out there and blaze it. It just happened, really.